Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so let's take a look at what kids are reading on The Juice today.
Yeah, see what's catching their attention.
So first up, there's this piece about the diet of ancient humans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so apparently Australopithecus, which lived over 3 million years ago, primarily ate plants.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, and it seems like scientists were able to figure this out by looking at fossilized teeth.
Oh!
So they analyzed the teeth, and they didn't find any of the nitrogen levels that you would expect to see from a meat-heavy diet.
Oh, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, so this kind of changes our thinking about the role of meat in early human development.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe this could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about how scientists use different methods like studying fossils to kind of piece together the past.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so moving on, we have a story about this Olympic kite surfer.
Oh.
Yeah, his name is Bruno Lobo, and he rescued a drowning swimmer off the coast of Brazil.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the really crazy thing is that he caught the entire rescue on camera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had a camera attached to his kite so he could film his surfing session.
Oh, of course.
But then when he heard the cries for help, he just, sprung into action.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, this story really shows you how important it is to just be aware of your surroundings and be prepared to act in kind of unexpected situations.
For sure.
So, this could be a good chance to talk to kids about water safety.
Yeah.
And maybe even, learning basic rescue techniques or something.
Yeah. And just the courage it takes to help someone in need.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So next, there's a piece on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Okay.
Which marks 80 years since the liberation of Auschwitz.
Wow. 80 years.
Yeah. And world leaders are, emphasizing the importance of remembering this tragedy and, combating anti-Semitism.
Which is sadly still a problem today.
It is, yeah. There's been a reported increase in anti-Semitic incidents lately.
Yeah, that's really concerning.
It is, yeah. And, it's a tough subject, but I think it's a really important one to address.
Right.
You could ask kids why it's important to remember these historical events.
Yeah.
And how we can learn from the past to, build a better future.
Exactly.
Okay, so then we have a story with this quote from Janis Joplin.
Oh, cool. What's the quote?
Don't compromise yourself. You are all you've got.
Hmm, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, but powerful.
Yeah.
And it's all about, self-worth and staying true to your values.
For sure.
So this might be a good opportunity to, talk to kids about what it means to compromise yourself.
Right.
And how to identify their own values.
Mm-hmm.
And, how to stay true to them even when they're facing pressure from friends or, society in general.
Yeah. I think that's really important for kids to learn.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Okay. Next, we have a piece on this freeze on U.S. foreign aid.
Oh.
Yeah. By the State Department.
Wow.
So this decision has caused some concern amongst aid organizations.
I bet.
Yeah. So this move follows an executive order from the president to freeze all international aid for 90 days.
90 days, huh?
Yeah. And Republicans are citing concerns about waste and oversight, while Democrats are arguing that it kind of weakens the U.S.'s influence on the global stage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So maybe this could be a chance to talk to kids about different types of foreign aid.
Yeah.
The arguments for and against providing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the potential consequences of reducing or eliminating aid to, developing countries.
Right, because that could have a big impact.
Exactly. And finally, we had this story about Pakistan, where the parliament is considering a new law to regulate social media.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this law could give the government broad powers to censor content.
Wow.
Yeah. And even ban companies that don't comply.
Mm.
So it really raises questions about the whole balance between freedom of speech and preventing harmful content online.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. On the one hand, people should be able to express themselves freely online.
Right.
But on the other hand, there's a real potential for, hate speech or misinformation.
And even like incitement to violence.
Exactly.
Oh.
This could be a good time to talk to kids about the role of social media in society.
Yeah.
The potential benefits and drawbacks of government regulation
mm-hmm.
and the responsibilities of both social media companies and users.
For sure.
So I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive for today.
Sounds good.
I hope this has given our listeners some food for thought
mm-hmm.
and perhaps even a few ideas for conversations to have with the young people in their lives.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a pleasure exploring these stories with you.
Likewise.
And I look forward to diving into more thought-provoking content next time.
Me too.
So until then, keep exploring, keep questioning,
mm-hmm.
and keep those conversations going.
And keep learning. Always keep learning.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.